Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
When nicotine cravings attack, take your game to the next level with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. For a limited time, get an extra boost with 8 weeks of free patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSET.
Our own Casey Shepard in our nation's capital this week with other farm broadcasters from across the country. It's called Washington Watch, and one of the days spent on Capitol Hill catching up with several senators. House was not in session, but the Senate was.
Had the opportunity to speak with Senator John Hoeven, a Republican from North Dakota, who agrees that high input costs and supply chain issues are causing lots of problems for ag producers.
The supply chain constraints, inflation, energy costs, huge, huge concern for our producers, right? I mean, their costs are going, up. The good news is prices are up for them, but their costs are up more. And so that's a real problem. And obviously these issues with the supply chain are a big problem for them. So it's both their costs are higher and then just even getting access to what they need, like particularly fertilizer and that kind of thing. And then of course their fuel costs are way up. So we need to address both. We need to address both the energy piece to really help with the fuel, the fertilizers, and all those costs. And then we also need to address the supply chain issues.
Casey Shepard in Washington, D.C.
Let's move over to Tulsa, the 2022 Oklahoma FFA State Convention. First time ever in T-Town, wrapping up last night. Yesterday afternoon, they had their Stars Over Oklahoma pageant. And a new part of that, a huge set of scholarships handed out to the top four winners, $23,000 apiece from the Charles Anderson Foundation. Among the stars, Star Farmer for 2022, Laramie Blakely from Ulaga. His favorite part of his SAE, his beef cows.
From a young age, I knew that I always wanted to, per se, be a cowboy, I guess you could say. I have a strong passion for feeding cattle and working cattle on a year-round basis and watching cattle grow up and knowing that I have a piece and a part of something bigger that contributes to feeding so many people, not for say in the United States, but across the world.
Star Farmer for 2022, that is Laramie Blakely of the Ulaga FFA chapter. Shaley Barnes from the Wellston FFA, star in agribusiness. 2022 star in ag placement, Austin Smith from the Hydro Eakley FFA. 2022 Oklahoma FFA star in agriscience, Riley Smith from the Ulaga FFA. As far as the state officer team is concerned, they were announced last night. The new state FFA president for the coming year, Braden Burns from the Kingfisher FFA. He had been serving as secretary this last year. Ava Jernigan from Owosso is the new state FFA secretary. State reporter is Emily Beener from the Woodward FFA chapter. Area vice presidents, Northeast, Kyla Taylor, Oklahoma Union. Central, Presley Pullen, Stratford. Southeast, Hayden Harper, Medill. Southwest, Gia Shears, Chattanooga. And Northwest, Caleb Horn, Morrison FFA. First ever FFA convention in Tulsa, now in the books. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.